إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, it's a very sad day today because of the passing of a great man. President Nelson Mandela passed away last night at the age of 95. A great loss not only for South Africans but for the whole world. Not only because of who he was, but because he left and he died and he did not leave behind a successor. So another great man goes, perhaps the last of the great ones, and no successor. When I say successor, I don't mean children, I mean people who can carry forward what he represented. Why am I mentioning Nelson Mandela in the Fajr Reminder? Because Nelson Mandela represented all the huquq ul-ibad that we are talking about. He suffered, literally suffered, through the entire oppression, and that's the kind of oppression that you and I cannot even imagine, because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us safe and free from that. The oppression of apartheid in South Africa. And he suffered to the extent that he was imprisoned in Robben Island for a period of 23 years, and of course we only know it is 23 years when he was sent there. He was sent there for life imprisonment until death. And after suffering for 23 years and seeing his country suffering, an untold, uncounted number of people who died in the freedom struggle for South Africa, when they got freedom, what did Nelson Mandela do? Nelson Mandela brought alive, after 1400 years, the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is to forgive the enemies, which is to forgive those who oppress them. He talked about reconciliation. He did not talk about revenge. He did not talk about extracting retribution, justified retribution, justified revenge. If they had done it, you could not have blamed them, because there was every justification. But Nelson Mandela did not do that. He forgave, and on his own behalf and on the behalf of his people, he forgave all those people who oppressed them for 50 years. Not one or two, 50 years. And he talked about reconciliation, and he brought about reconciliation. South Africa is probably the only country in the world where this kind of a thing happened. And as I said, he brought alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because to my knowledge, not a single Muslim king ever did what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. It's a matter of shame for us. And the one who did it was not a Muslim. Nelson Mandela I mentioned today because also, as I said, he exemplifies in his personal capacity and as well as his official capacity all the huquq ul-ibad that we are talking about. A wonderful story that I heard about him the other day was that the Hewlett-Packard, there's something called the Nelson Mandela Foundation, which does a lot of charitable work. And Hewlett-Packard supported them in some charitable projects. And the president of Hewlett-Packard requested for a meeting, personal meeting with Nelson Mandela when he was the president of the country. And this was granted. And Nelson Mandela invited the president of Hewlett-Packard to breakfast. So the president of Hewlett-Packard went to Nelson Mandela's house, to the presidential palace in South Africa. He went there, and his driver was driving the car, and this man was sitting in the back. When they arrived at the president's house, who do they find to greet them at the foot of the stairway? The president himself, Nelson Mandela. Not an ADC, not a security guard, not anybody. I don't think there is an example of this in the world. It is not even protocol. Nobody invites, and no, a president does not greet a guest at the foot of the stairs, except a president who lives by the principles of Islam, even though he may not have known that, even though he may not have said that in so many words. How do you treat your guest? He invites him inside. They go inside. They chat for a while. Breakfast is announced. They go to the table. And then Nelson Mandela asked the president of Hewlett-Packard, he said, weren't there two of you in the car? He said, yes, the other one was my driver. So he said, okay. He said, I'll just join you in a minute. He goes down outside to the parking lot. The driver is sitting in the car. He tells the driver, your boss wants you to come and eat breakfast with us. Your boss wants you to come and eat breakfast with us. So the driver comes. He has breakfast with the president of Hewlett-Packard and the president of South Africa. When the breakfast is over, and they leave, on the way home, this driver, who is a black South African, says to the president of Hewlett-Packard, who is a white man, he says to him, sir, I want to thank you very much because today my lifetime's dream came true. It was my dream that I should meet the president of my country, Nelson Mandela, but I'm a poor man. How would I have ever reached the president of the country? Thanks to you today, not only did I meet the president, but I had breakfast with him. So the president of Hewlett-Packard says, he says, why are you thanking me for it? He said, I'm happy that you got this thing, but why are you thanking me for it? He said, because Mr. Mandela came and told me that you invited us for breakfast, that you invited me for breakfast. Eh? We want to know akhlaq. We want to know how to treat the people who work for us. Inshallah, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I don't want to introduce that that angle just now, but that is something we really want to think about. And here was a man who stood for justice. Nelson Mandela is one of his most famous sayings. He said that when the country became independent. He said it when his country became independent and when he became president. He said, we will never truly be free until the Palestinians are free. Right? Find me one Muslim king and one Muslim president who made that statement. Mandela said, we will never be free until the Palestinians are free. And he says that when his country has got freedom, when he is the president of the country. And even till today, wallah, I think as far as I can recall or remember, till today, thanks to this legacy of Mandela, South Africa is the only country which stands by Palestine. Even India, which used to stand by Palestine, has gone down the drain and we have sold our souls to Israel. But Nelson Mandela, thanks to his legacy, South Africa till today stands by Palestine. A man who exemplified justice, who exemplified courage, who exemplified resistance to oppression, who exemplified the most beautiful akhlaq, who exemplified forgiveness, who exemplified humility, absolute humbleness. And that man died today. As I said, it's a time of great sadness and a time of great regret. And two reasons. One is because in spite of all this, he died without a successor. And I wish that he had died on Islam. Allah knows how he died and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the last moments of people. So I will not say that he did not die on Islam. Allah knows whether he died on Islam or not. But to the best of my knowledge, I wish he had died on Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to create goodness around us, to help us to have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only talk about them and not only praise those who have them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who have them and to exemplify them in our lives and to live through them and to see the justice of them through trials and tribulations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the South Africans and especially the family of Nelson Mandela sabr and to guide them to the right path, to guide them to Islam. And may they see the example of their father and example of their leader as something which exemplifies the example of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will inshallah we hope that it will lead them to the right path of guidance, to وهذا الصراط المستقيم. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.